Office wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Marcia Pilgrim continues with a further episode of Office Wife.
Then I had an idea there was something wrong this evening. And Jeff came home in a rotten mood, and I was right. He's been going to Stella Bronson's flat at night, and I only just found out from Millie Moffat, the switch girl. She rang here a few minutes ago and said she had a message for Jeff that she'd forgotten to give him during the afternoon. It seems she'd tried the office and he wasn't there. Should she ring Stella Bronson's flat? Because Jeff was there one other night. Oh, I knew there was something between Jeff and his secretary. I knew it all the time. But all the time they've been laughing up their sleeves at me. Well, I'll show them whether they can laugh at me. I'll show them. I'm going to see Uncle Tressida. And if Stella Bronson has a job in the morning, it certainly won't be typing and shorthand.
Well, Marcia, you've left it late to pay me a call. Where's Jeff?
He's at Stella Bronson's flat. That's where he is. I want to see Uncle Tressida about her. And if he doesn't fire her at once...
Now, calm down, young woman. Your uncle's out. How do you know your husband's there with his secretary?
One of the office girls wanted him for something and couldn't raise him at the office.
Well, that doesn't say he's with his secretary, does it? Come and sit down.
Oh, how long's Uncle Tressida going to be?
Oh, he won't be home till all hours. Come along now. Let's have something sensible from you. Jeff's not at the office, so you say he's with his secretary. How do you know?
Because Millie Moffat asked me on the phone should she ring Stella's flat. That's why. She said that I think he'd be there like he was the last time.
Like what last time?
Like the last time he said he was working late at the office. No, please, Aunt Harriet. So obvious. He's been telling me he had to work on Benny Puller's contract. And all the time he's just been running round to Stella Bronson's. Oh, I could scream.
Not here, if you please, my dear. We have such trouble keeping servants as it is.
Everyone's known about it for weeks. Angela Tennant, for one. And Harry Palmer.
Frankly, Marcia, I think you're rushing in a little bit headlong. What does it amount to?
What does it amount to? What should I do? Share my husband with every bottle blonde in town?
I mean, I think you're jumping to conclusions. Listen, one of the office girls mentioned in passing that Jeff was with this woman some night or other. Now, just because she couldn't get Jeff to answer his phone at the office tonight, you immediately imagine he's out with her again.
I know he is. I know he's with her.
You know nothing of the sort. Why don't you go home and wait to hear what Jeff has to say for himself?
I've listened to Jeff's lies for the last time, and I'm not going home tonight. I want to stay here.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Oh, please, Aunt Harriet. I want to stay here tonight, and I'm going to. If you won't let me, Uncle Tressida will.
Just a minute, Martha.
Hello?
Good evening, Miss Spectacle. Is Marcia there?
Yes.
What time would she be home? Would you ask her? Or ask her to come to the phone if you like?
No, I think you'd better come over here, young man. There seems to be some difficulty about tonight.
Difficulty?
I'll let Marcia explain to you herself. Shall we expect you?
Yes, by all means. I'll come straight away.
It's no use, Jeff. I won't talk to you. I don't want to hear one more rotten lie from you.
You jolly well will talk to me, Marcia. What's the matter with you?
The last time you said you were working at the office, you went to Stella Bronson's.
Who told you that?
Never mind who told me. It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. But you've got the wrong idea completely, Marcia. I was going to tell you myself.
Oh, you were going to tell me yourself. What a laugh.
I was going to tell you. I went back to the office the other night, just before the conference, And Stella had taken all the files home to work on them herself.
And I suppose you didn't know.
Of course I didn't know. I rang her, went to her place to pick them up, and we decided to work there together.
If you think you can get me to believe tripe like that, you... Oh. And what about tonight?
Well, what about it? Oh, you're not going to tell me I was with Stella again tonight, are you?
You weren't at the office.
I was.
Then why couldn't Millie Moffat get you there?
So it was Millie who rang?
Yes, it was Millie who rang. To ask sweetly if she could get hold of you at Stella's, because you were there the other night.
It's a pity Millie Moffat hasn't any more sense than a sheep, little babbler.
Of course Millie's senseless. Senseless enough to give you away. Make sure you take it out on her.
Oh, look here, Marcia. We can't go shouting at each other in your uncle's house. Let's go home and I'll tell you exactly what happened and how and why I didn't tell you about it at the time.
You can go home by yourself. I'm staying here.
Now, don't be a little fool, Marcia.
I'm staying here and I'm not going to move. You can spout your excuses and your alibis until you're purple in the face. But I'm not coming home with you tonight. You can go to your rotten secretary for all I care.
All right, then stay here. See if you can't come to your senses by the morning. You're completely wrong about everything. Now, do you hear me?
Yes. May I speak to you for a minute?
I'm just leaving, Miss Bendigo.
And very wisely, if you ask me. Give me a word before you go.
Certainly. Good night, Marcia.
Good night.
Are you paying attention to this other young woman, Jeff?
No, madam. I am not.
Then don't worry. Let Marcia calm down. She'll see things in a different light in the morning.
I hope so. I certainly hope so, Miss Bendigo. Of all the witless, flutter brain.
Jeff, that's fixed.
Oh, hello, Miles. Come and sit down.
Huh? You look as though you've had the bailiffs in, boy. What's the trouble?
I was a fool the other night, Miles. I worked until after 12 at Stella Bronson's flat. Didn't tell Marcia, and last night she found out.
That's bad. Did she blow any valves?
The lot. Wouldn't even come home.
That's a bad trial. I'm sorry to hear it. I know you too well to think for a minute that you'd mess about, but... How did you get into this pickle?
Darn bad management on my part.
How did Marcia find out?
Millie Moffat told her.
Millie Moffat? What business has she got tattling to your wife?
Oh, it was innocent enough. She was trying to get hold of me last night with a message from Puller. Must have slipped out about Stella somehow.
Slipped out? Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's always the significant things that manage to slip out.
I don't get you, Miles.
Yeah, never mind. I keep your chin up. It'll blow over. I mustn't waste any more time now. I have to see our friend Harry Palmer. Now, what do you say to a counter lunch in the barn of the Wooden Horse? Now, listen, Palmer. I'm not going to beat about the bush. I think you used Millie Moffat to tip Marcia Pilgrim off about Jeff and Stella.
And what, my dear old bloodhound, did I have to tip Marcia off about?
About the two of them being together in Stella's flat the other night.
Hendrix, I'm made ill by old women of either gender. Why don't you run along and attend to your tatting?
One day I'm going to clip you, Palmer.
One day. The trouble with you is you're approaching years. It annoys you to see me getting all the attention from the office thrushes. Why don't you dye your hair and have a pop yourself?
Mainly because I don't find it necessary to mitigate a morbid inferiority complex with a series of conquests.
What's this? Amateur psychiatry?
It doesn't have to be. You're too obvious. I could be wrong about you, Harry. But I think nothing would give you more pleasure than to pull Pilgrim down.
Why don't you tell all this to Pilgrim?
Mainly because finding you a contemptible lush...
What did you call me?
I called you a lush. I was saying that because you're a lush doesn't prove what I suspect. But if I get one definite clue about you, Palmer, you'll be out on your ear like a shot. It might be a good thing for you to remember it.
Now listen, Hendrix. You can be a self-appointed Mother Grundy round this firm as long as you like. But as far as I'm concerned, all you've got is a moral code in the head. Why don't you mind your own damn business?
Did you pull that stunt last night with Millie Moffat?
No.
I think you're a liar.
And why ask?
So you'll know I'm onto you.
Oh, you're onto me, are you? Look, any more of this, and I'll make a complaint or two of my own. You seem to forget Pilgrim's a friend of mine. I only listen to you because you give me a laugh. All right. I've had my laugh. So shut up and clear out of my office.
For a man who's amused, you're a little too red in the face, Palmer.
If I come over this desk at you, I'll be redder, and so will you.
But you won't come over the desk at me or anyone else.
Maybe not this time. Because if Jeff Pilgrim wants to play games with his secretary and gets found out, that's his pigeon. Not yours or mine or Millie Moffat's. Only Jeff Pilgrim's. Catch on?
You want me to believe Pilgrim might be ratting on his wife, huh?
It has been done.
You're quite a boyo, aren't you, Harry?
What's the joke?
Well, knowing you and half knowing little Miss Moffat, you'll have to watch your step. But you might tell the truth, mightn't she? It's worth bearing in mind. I might even have a word with Millie Moffat. The next time I see you out with someone else. Cheerio, Palmer.
But by the time you get round to doing that, Hendricks, old boy, by the time you get round to organizing our Millie, the damage will be done. What you don't know about Miles, old boy, is Stella's fur coat. Even if Pilgrim gets out of this, we can still put the finger on him with that lovely coat of her, can't we? We certainly can. And we will.
We invite you to listen again to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.